$1 trillion question. What is student loan debt doing to our economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama will be in Iowa today talking to college students about their loans. The president wants to prevent a scheduled increase in student loan interest rates that's supposed to take effect this summer. Mitt Romney is also pushing for a freeze on student loan interest rates. But let's put the politics aside for a moment and focus on the issue. By some estimates, there is now $1 trillion in outstanding student loan debt, as Sally Herships reports.
How much is $1 trillion of student debt?
There's more student loan debt outstanding than credit card debt outstanding, more student loan debt than auto loans outstanding.
That's Mark Kantrowitz. He publishes FinAid.org, a website about paying for college. He says student loan payments total $60 billion a year. That can drag down the economy. Graduates are still paying for their education instead of
buying a car, buying a house, getting married, having children, saving for retirement.
Tiana Kennedy is 34 and has a master's degree from NYU. She was hoping to become a professor, but now she works as a farmer and earns $8 an hour. She still has over $80,000 in debt.
In retrospect, I really wish I hadn't gone to get a master's because I'm doing wage labor work and I feel like I'm in bondage for the rest of my life.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Well, whether or not you are saddled with student loan debt, chances are you're either a member of or you've given some thought to becoming a member of one of those big discount clubs like Sam's or Costco to save money on groceries. LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus has been looking into the pros and cons of these clubs, and he joins us now to discuss. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Well, what are the numbers when it comes to these clubs and how many people are joining them?
Well, a whole bunch. In fact, the latest numbers for the big dogs out there, and that would be Sam's Club, Costco, BJ's, more than 120 million people
Wow.
are members. Yeah, it's a lot of people. And you can understand the attraction because in tough economic times like these, anybody who offers you any kind of savings is going to be very attractive.
Well, is it really worth it, though, for people to go to these places where they can buy 500 hot dogs instead of 5 hot dogs or whatever, buy in bulk in times like this?
You say that like it's a bad thing, Jeremy. I guess there's two sides to this. First of all, there's the cost to join, which can be anywhere from $40 to $55. And you know, that's going to obviously put you behind the eight ball right out of the gate. On the other hand, the savings are substantial. According to one recent study, it's about 30% less than your typical big supermarket. And that is a good size saving. According to that same survey, any family that spends about $150 a week at a typical supermarket could save more than $2,000 a year
Wow.
shopping at these big clubs.
But don't you still have to go to the supermarket for some things?
Well, that's exactly right. And the problem here is there's not a lot of choice when it comes to these clubs and also other factors of convenience. They're not very close to your home as, say, the supermarket, but they have very, very limited choice. So if you're very monogamous with a certain brand, if you're very finicky about the various products you're going to choose, this isn't going to be for you.
But do people feel like after they've spent that initial membership fee that they've got to go shopping a lot more in order to make it up, that it actually makes them spend more money at the supermarket?
And that's not a coincidence, Jeremy, because these clubs know that and they know it's going to bring you out shopping. At the same time, it's a good thing because that's where the big savings are going to come in. So, yes, you're going to pay that $50 or so to get it going. But if you can save $2,000 or more a year because of the roughly 30% discount on all these products, you're going to come out way ahead.
LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in global trading this morning, about 1% higher in Tokyo, 0.3% higher in London, and more than 1% higher right now in Frankfurt. Apple surprised analysts yesterday when it reported a doubling of its profit last quarter compared with the same period a year ago. Apple shares are now up about 9% in pre-market trading after falling about 13% in the past couple weeks. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 74 points to close at 13,001.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Not every story we bring you here on the Marketplace Morning Report is scintillating. Sometimes we have to tell you about things that are dull and boring. Which brings me to this next item. Residents in two towns halfway across the world from one another are putting together a tourism partnership. The towns are a Scottish village named Dull and a small Oregon town named Boring. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has this exciting report.
Nothing much happens in Dull. It's a small hamlet. Some 80 people live there, quietly. Until, that is, one local resident went on a cycling tour of Oregon and made an exciting discovery. She came across the town of Boring. Her pulse quickened. She hit on the idea of twinning the two, bringing Dull and Boring together. Scottish tourism chief Richard Pinn has eagerly endorsed the idea and reckons the story could turn into a tourist attraction for the whole of Scotland.
Dull, in a way, Dull and Boring even, is a way of using that message to say, look, you know, the name is here, it's quirky, it catches people's imagination, and the reality is just the opposite. Come and find out.
But Mr. Pinn could be playing with fire. Dull and Boring may be quirky, but they may not be the best way to sell Scotland. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, to Palm Desert, California, where there was an unusual wedding on Sunday. About 100 people gathered as the bride, Scruffy Rubin, walked down the aisle to her waiting groom, Snickers Carter. If you're thinking, wow, they have weird names in California, we should note that the bride and groom are dogs. According to the Desert Sun newspaper, their owners threw them a $5,000 wedding, complete with a cake, open bar, and a reception. And this was the song that the live band played as the dogs wed.
And you light up my life.
In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Saving $37,000 a year on college tuition sounds great, right? Yeah, it's not all fun and games.
If I'm a college president and my income's going to depend on you, the student, making a lot of money, I'm not going to let you get drunk Saturday night, right? I'm going to make sure you study.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Students pitching their business plans to get a break on the cost of school. That story next time on Marketplace. It's from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.